before, I ask you. Does it make sense that muddle, the dense palaver of sensation, of pleasure and pain and frustration, and did I and didn't I and can I and can't I and will I and won't I? Who bloody cares? And minute by minute, the fuddle and days in the brain gets muddier, and the strain to remember what to say, what to do. Did I do? Ah, tomorrow will do. Or was yesterday too late? Again and again to refrain. By default, by delay, by fear. Forgetful, regretful, deliberate, degenerative. Ever hopeful. Ever hopeless, a mishmash of poisoned, bruised, crushed, triumphant tomorrows. Well, what more could you expect from someone so shy, rebellious, self-effacing, arrogant, honest, deceitful, open, two-faced, cunning, stupid, ambitious, unplanning, ever smiling, miserable sod, from his muddled background, foreground, shining in small achievements, schizo-fragilistic, fragile, fragmented, docile, decimated, drifting in the waters of life. San Francisco Dreaming. Last night, in dream, I missed my flight and was forever going round trying to write the situation. This desk, that desk, arguing, pleading. Faceless world of airport. Over and over, getting nowhere. Over and over, getting nowhere. A replaying, perhaps, by my subconscious, of the time I'd lost my passport in San Francisco. And the hectic days spent reporting to police, reporting to consulate, obtaining emergency passport, checking insurance, rebooking flight via internet, phone, taxi, tram, footslog, uphill, downhill, in amazing, steep hill, skyscraper land of movie memories. Nightmare, daymare, that brings opportunity. To visit North Beach, stamping ground of Kerouac, Ginsberg, Beat Generation. Through alien, brash-coloured Chinatown, into drab, urban decay, traffic hustle, into Beat Museum.
into 50s world, monochrome, but exciting. Sorry, I should have brought a glass of water. Could somebody?
Roger, this is a wonderful track there. That's mine, yeah.
Aging photos, press cuttings, memorabilia, first drafts, art proofs, doodles, Jack's battered typewriter, Neil's back door, Neil's beat up caddy, or something similar. Dropouts, drunks, druggies. No. Rebels, new thinkers, prophets of freedom, freedom from tradition, convention, expectation, opportunity to read our own poems. Philip Hackett's open mic. Sorry, wrong. Opportunity to read our own poems. Cafe Greco, 8 p.m. Could they have been here? Unlikely, but imagine. Philip Hackett's open mic. Could he have been one of them? As he writes my name in notebook. In Praise of Fear. It's the fear in the ear. It's the pain in the brain. Sorry, easy to be flippant. But do you feel it too sometimes, that niggling fear, lack of courage deep inside, the tendency to run, to avoid, to hide instead of confronting? Source forgotten, unknown or long forgotten. A childhood experience maybe. Slap on the thigh from an angry mum, clip round the ear from an angry dad, the threat of detention, bad marks, the cane, the strap from a punitive teacher, or maybe something more primeval. Marauding dinosaur, a tiger in the night, the jungle, past wars, fought and gone, that prompted your ancestors to flee, to hide, to escape, and propagate, while braver men stayed and fought, and died, and failed to propagate. The generations that resulted in you, me, poor wee timidy beasties, but survivors. Was it all worth it? You bet your goddamn life it was. Satisfactions of an Early Riser. Part 1. Phoenix Park. Antlers of fallow deer extrude eerily through autumn morning ground mist, through white shroud of autumn morning ground mist. Fantasy Vikings invading the new day to roars, the distant roars of waking hippos, alerting, announcing hunger to wearies in order. Summer sunrise spotlights, two lone joggers, early rising walker pacing out quadrant of green glowing park, pausing in Celtic Grove to hug trees, hawthorn, oak, commune briefly with earth goddess, to chorus of songbirds, thrush, blackbird, chaffinch, before settling into just open cafe to return to excitement of reinventing ancient Athens for new novel. We're not distracted by fluttering patterns of shadow and shade, shadow and sunlight in fluttering leaves outside. Part 2. Smithfield Fruit and Veg Market. In dark of winter, Dodge mechanical ballet of delivery trucks, forklifts, to tune of revving engines, change gears, reversing trucks, warning alarms, 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 human shouts. Daylight conquers, takes over, merges with orange glow of street lamps, overtaken in turn by rising sun, creeping slowly down roof statues, heads, shoulders, torso, legs, down ornate Victorian wall tiles, revealing sudden shout of bright colours. Red, orange, orange, yellow, yellow, green, green, green. Of peppers, oranges, carrots, bananas, lettuce, cabbage, broccoli, take refuge in Working Men's Cafe for full greasy Irish, heads down into page proofs, seeking for errors, plot holes, repetitions, as early morning shop office workers clip-clop past outside.